Amen. Please be seated, and Ian's going to come forward to read the Bible reading for the day.
This morning's reading is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through to 27. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns, or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Ian. Let's pray as we come to look at this passage together. Father God, thank you for your words, and I pray now that through your Spirit you would take my words and speak to me and to each one of us, that we might indeed live for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. A question for you as I start this morning. We come to look at this passage, and it's this: what are you building your life on? What are you building your life on? Excuse me. You always get a sore throat just when you turn the microphone on, don't you? Apologies for that. This is a very visual passage. Jesus uses vivid images here, so I thought we'd have quite a visual sermon this morning. Some pictures to reflect as I talk. But what are you building your life on? You might remember this campaign a few years ago now from the Secular Society. On buses in London, there's probably no God. Now stop worrying and enjoy your life. I think that was probably about 7 or 8 years ago now, but even this morning on Radio 4, on the Sunday programme, there was a debate between one of the new atheists and a Christian apologist. So the issues are still going around. I quite like this cartoon at the time. You might not be able to read that, but it's a sign outside a church saying there's probably no bus, so come to church and enjoy yourself for a bit. Quite a nice response. But I wonder, Jesus uses an image here of a building site, and he says our lives, as individuals, as a church, they are building sites. But what are we building on? The question for us is, what are we building our lives on? This time of year, many people, anyone been to the beach? It's not really been beach weather. But anyone been to the beach recently? A few have. Anyone built a sandcastle? Maybe kids, grandkids, press gang you to do it. Well, you can build some impressive things out of sand. That's from a national or international sandcastle competition. Some other entries. Isn't that amazing? Out of sand. is in California. Doesn't have to be buildings, that's the Simpsons at the bottom there. But of course, if you build on sand, eventually that will happen. However good it lasts, it's going to wash away, isn't it? And in our lives, the same is true. That's a warning sign from a road. Danger. Collapsing bank. But Jesus here is saying the same can be true of us if we're relying on, if we're building on insubstantial things. The recession a few years ago now brought that home to the country, to the whole of Western Europe, didn't it? Look at Greece and their economy at the moment, but even within England, as share prices, banks, house prices, the things we rely on just proved to be so insubstantial. And even things like relationships, good things, but they're not going to last. Ultimately, every relationship we have will end, maybe not through divorce and argument, but if only through death, ultimately, this side of eternity, it's not going to be something we can rely on eternally. And even the things of life that are supposed to be fun, the same is true. We've just started a new football season. And I must admit, I've been on holiday, so I prepared this sermon before going on holiday, before we won the Ashes. And the middle picture there is a tombstone commemorating the death of English sport. And I don't know, at St. John's, you can be rude when you're a visitor. Any Australians here? If there are any Australians, we know that actually it's not quite dead yet. But when it comes to football, these are all pictures of Chelsea supporters. I googled Chelsea fans crying. You even get Roman Abramovich, the owner, in the middle there. And actually, if you google Chelsea fans crying, you get 10,900,000 images. I think that's wonderful. But even the things in life that are supposed to be fun often can cause us grief and misery. It's not building on sand, but it's another well-known image, isn't it? Of building something that's flimsy. And isn't it true that so much of what people build their lives on, so much of what we rely on, what we put our trust in at times, can be as insubstantial as a sandcastle or as flimsy as a house of cards. And so often that can be true of us. But Jesus here is saying it doesn't have to be like that. And it shouldn't be like that. You can build something far more secure. You can build on rock and a castle, as you know, will last. Now, just to prove you're still awake, I've got a few pictures of castle here. I want you to identify it. So what's that one? Fairly easy to start with. Tower of London, fairly obviously. Ooh, a bit quieter now. Any votes?
Dunnottar.
Charles?
Dunnottar, is it?
No. It's been there. There's a clue if you look behind the castle, actually. Dover, quite the harbour. Dover Castle. Borchester, well done, very close to home. Oh, 2-1 says, bottom right first. That's Carnarvon. Well, who said that? Excellent, well spotted. We were there at Easter. Had a fantastic day exploring that. And the one in the middle? Louder? Arundel, it's not Arundel, it does look a bit like it actually, doesn't it? It's actually Hogwarts Castle from the Harry Potter films. Which I think is, it might be Alnwick in Scotland, I think, but it was the one they used there. Now Jesus uses that image and then he uses on, immediately mixes his metaphors and goes on to a different picture. Because he wasn't talking about buildings, he was talking about lives. And he says, we all of us in our lives have a choice. There's two paths that we can turn down and walk down in life. And he slightly tweaks the picture yet again and says, there's a narrow gate that leads to the right path, the path to life. The path, ultimately the only path that's worth taking. And the path and the gate is narrow. The only way to start on that right path is to come through that gate. And the only way, the only gate is Jesus. We come to Jesus, we come through Jesus to enter the path that leads to life. And Jesus says here, be careful. There'll be many people trying to entice us away. He says, beware of false prophets. People trying to pull us off the path. And they won't always necessarily be easy to spot. On the top there is a wolf in sheep's clothing. The bottom one looks innocent, but the shadow shows it for what it truly is. And he says, ultimately, the way to tell isn't by looking at the outside, but it's to look at the fruit, the results of that life. What did that one say? Oh, that's again, people pretending to be friends, but leading astray. Fruit that can be healthy or can be rotten. I don't know if you can see the bottom two pictures, but they're pictures for bad fruit, and they really do look like they're fruit with attitude. But fruit that can be rotten. But to come back to our starter question, what are we building our lives on with that in mind? What are we building our lives on? Here's a whole lot of things that are good things in themselves, potentially. So, education. A week of A-level results, GCSE results to come this week. Financial resource is not a wrong thing in itself. People sometimes hear the Bible as saying that, but it doesn't. It says the love of money is the root of evil. If we depend on it, if we become too attached to it, but in itself a tool. Our health, our strength, our families. Scientific advances, government, churches at the bottom, even this church. They're all good things in themselves, potentially. But if we're depending on any of these things for our standing, for our meaning, for our security, for our value, our purpose in life, then ultimately we'll be building on sand, building something that won't last. We need to come back to Jesus' message here. And so if the right path is narrow and the gate that leads to it is small, how can we make sure that we're on it? How can we make sure we're building on rock, not on sand? Well, Jesus says here that we need to do two things. Verse 24 of our reading. He says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise person who built their house on the rock. So we need to hear his words and put them into practice. To put them into practice. Living out our faith, an active faith, faith that bears fruit, good fruit, not rotten fruit. So how do we build on that rock? Well, look to God. Look to God. Come to the cross and look to God. Well, that was quite a helpful slogan. Keep calm and look to the cross. And not just look to him, but listen to him. Listen to him. Take prayer seriously. Wrestle with God in prayer. Be prepared to wait in the silent times. For some of us, we'll need to do this. Shut up and let God speak. I know that speaks to me, challenges me very much. So listen to God's words. And then Jesus says, part two, put them into practice. What's this jumping to? The Ten Commandments. Put them into practice. Remember how Jesus summarized the commandments. Love the Lord your God with everything you've got. And love your neighbor as yourself. So, what are you building your life on? What are you building your life on? Is it going to be on rock? Or is it going to be on sand? You reflect for a moment on what you've been building your life on these past weeks, months, years. Then maybe there are elements where we've been building on the wrong foundation. We need to come back to God, acknowledge that, and recommit to coming through that narrow gate, coming to Jesus, and building on the path he sets before us. It doesn't have to end with being washed away by the tide. We can build on rock, build on the rock. Build in a way that lasts. This is my favourite picture I've seen in a very long time. Jesus said we need to come to him like a little child. This picture shows that perhaps you don't even need the wisdom of a child. Maybe a pet, a dog, can see the point. Come to God. Look to him. Listen to him. Obey him. I just want us to pause for a moment and reflect on our lives. I'm going to read these two key verses, 24 and 25 again. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise person who built their house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Just reflect for a moment. What are you building on? What are you going to build your life on as an individual, as a church community? Let's be quiet and reflect, and then I'll pray. Lord God, we've already had a formal confession earlier in this service, but we each of us acknowledge areas of our life where we've not been building on the rock, where we've put our dependence, our reliance, taken our guidance from other things, things of the world, of our own abilities, our health, our cleverness, our financial resources, maybe even relying on the faith and the strength of others around us, rather than coming to you and walking the path that Jesus sets before us. And I pray this morning for each one of us and for St. John's as a fellowship, that through your Holy Spirit you would enable us to walk with you, to listen to your words, to put them in practice, and truly to delight you and to serve our community and those you send us to. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.